Welcome to Anime. This is Anime. I am Anime. I'm joined by Anime.
I am Anime.
this is TNIAB Anime Club, where we talk about anime. We talk about Kizunaiver. We talk about Boku no Hero Academia. That's it. We don't talk about anything else. Mm. This week, we are on the tail end of either halfway season points or full season endings. Mm-hmm. Episode 11 of both shows. Stuff is action-packed and heartbreaking. Mm. Heartbreaking.
Breaks hearts.
It does. Breaks faces. Let's get into it. I don't want to waste time.
Okay.
I'm not even going to explain what's going on the screen right now.
All
right. So, Boku no Hero Academia.
Yep.
Action-packed this episode.
It was all action,
I think. Was actually all action.
Yeah.
They escape slash don't escape from the river. Our friends Midoriya, Frog Lady, and Pervy Afro Hair.
That dude just loves boobs.
He just loves boobs.
I can't blame him, but
like, they're pretty good. I'm not gonna say that boobs aren't great.
No, I'm not, but he is just very forward.
A little too forward.
And he also looks like he's six.
He does look like he's six. He's also always drawn in this very 2D fashion.
Yeah, and his his outfit looks like he's wearing a diaper.
I think he is.
And the boobs that he likes are from like a prepubescent. That chick looks young too.
Frog Lady?
Yeah.
She looks like a frog.
She looks like she's 12.
And a frog.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
He's in the frogs.
Anyways, yeah, so boob time over.
Yeah, boob time over. Well, not... It's gonna be boob time all episode this time.
Yes, it will be. Boob time.
Don't do that. What are you doing? So we finally get a look at the devious powers of the League of Villains.
Is it their name?
The League of Villains. That's Shoot. Them. They're the League
that's
of Villains.
That's not very nice.
It's not. They're kind of mean. They want to kill. They want to kill Thing.
Yeah.
One Punch Man. They want to kill One Punch Man.
That's what they want to do, yeah. All
Might. Oh my god, I'm blanking on so many names.
His name's All Might.
Yeah, they're blanking on All Might, man.
Yeah.
Eraserhead is still fighting.
Oh, yes.
But he's got dry eyes now.
He's got a weakness.
Yeah, he's got a weakness. And, man, but just straight into it, some of these villain powers are sick. The one guy who's just a fog, like, he's a warp gate.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a warp gate. The other guy is just the weird crow with the brain is just strong.
Well, they say he's an experiment.
Yeah.
Like,
he's just strong. It's just a crow strong thing.
Mm-hmm.
And our famed, hand man.
Oh yes.
We finally saw his power. He just makes things erode.
He demonstrated it in a very disgusting way.
He touched Eraserhead's elbow.
Yeah.
And just eroded it.
He eroded like, the skin off.
The skin off his elbow, and it was just muscle showing.
Ugh.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
And they did really gross shit. Like, they were brutal. The show is brutal.
They destroyed Eraserhead.
This show is, like, way more violent than I thought a star shonen show would be.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if this is a sign of the times.
Yeah.
And what... I don't even know what you're... I don't even... This is a sign of the times and what, like... And, like, what kids expect now.
Yeah.
But this is not One Piece. This is not your mom's shonen.
No.
Like, they just... The one guy... Like, Eraserhead's arm gets snapped backwards from the forearm.
Yeah.
Right? And just, like, really disgusting, like, moves. Like, it's... It's kind of nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing is, though, in this episode that is worthy to note, Midoriya used All for One and didn't break a limb.
Mm.
It did get blocked
by
someone who actually withstood it,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't break anything.
Do you think he controlled it?
Maybe unwillingly. Like, I don't think he has full control. I think this is one of those things, like, in the beginning where he just acted and didn't think.
Mm.
Right? Where he's just like, I need to do something. And my, like, his, like, natural inner talent is gonna
mm-hmm.
help him.
I want to believe that he didn't control it. I'm gonna use Newton's law. I think it's his third law of physics.
Okay.
Where every action has a positive and negative reaction.
Okay.
And so the only reason he's getting hurt is because he's putting out damage.
Yeah.
What if that experiment dude absorbed it? Like, He just absorbed
the force. Like, he just took the force.
Therefore, there was no negative reaction coming back at him. And that's the secret to his power.
Maybe. Because he took a punch that blew away the arena.
Yes. But, like, nothing happened. He just kind of just... He's like,
I'm a crow. Or he just looked... It's really creepy. He's got, like, no skull. Or he's got, like, no top part of his skull. And it's just the brain, and his eyes are in his brain.
Yeah, like, what happens if you punch his brain? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All Might showed up, looking like a boss.
He didn't smile.
No, he was pissed. Businessman, yeah. All Might does not fuck around.
He looked like he was ready to cut a deal.
Yeah. He's like, listen, I'm gonna cut a deal, and by cut a deal, I mean I'm gonna cut you.
Yeah.
I think the other big thing to note here is that we don't know if certain heroes are dead or alive.
We do not.
Yeah. So Eraserhead had a seeming like he seemed like he died, and then
he was they alive. Made it seem like he died early on,
and then he was alive just to torture him.
Yeah.
And now it seems like he's dead again.
Yeah.
The other one is that the portal guy made 13, which is the astronaut Black Hole Lady.
Yeah.
Like Black Hole herself.
Yeah.
And we don't know if she's dead or alive.
So yeah, so we find something interesting about Black Hole Lady. The reason she has that suit is because she doesn't have a physical form anymore.
Yeah.
She's just dust.
Yeah.
And her entire dust being is contained in that suit.
Yeah.
Which makes sense why it's the astronaut suit.
But then, why doesn't the suit get sucked into her?
That's a good question.
You brought that up last week.
Yeah, why doesn't it?
It's still valid. Because anime, that's why.
That's true. We have to have limits.
Yeah, we have to have limits. We see Engine Man. We saw Exit Sign Man.
Yeah.
Run fast. And yeah, man, like, shit is popping off in the show real fast. And I don't see them, like, solving this fight in the next episode.
No, I think it's going to be a case of we're going to fight All Might for a bit, and then cheers, love, the cavalry's here.
Yeah, and then we gotta pop off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really cool to finally see villains that stack up to the heroes and are actually dangerous.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of weird, though, that, like, how come the villains just, like, now they're attacking? Where have they been this whole time?
Well, I think, the reason, like, All Might isn't unscathed from his stuff. Like, he fought someone and asked the whole hero community to be like, don't tell anybody this happened.
Yeah, right? That's true.
So, they could be like, you can't be a villain and just do whatever you want. Like, I feel
but
like...
But that's what villains do!
I think you kind of got to be more underground. It seems like this show is taking a more realistic approach to powers.
Okay.
Like, I'm not saying this show is realistic. Okay. I'm saying within the context of the show, like, these villains are smarter than I give shonen villains credit for.
Okay, fine. Like,
they are planning things out. They are making sure that they have an actual chance at completing what they're not just Team Rocket. Mm-hmm. They're not just gonna be like, I want to steal a Pokemon. Woo, gone, right? Like,
but that show.
Yeah, that show, though. The realest of villains.
Yeah. Whew.
But yeah, so it's exciting. Stuff is popping off in Boku no Hero.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to see.
Yeah.
It's fun to see.
And you finally get to see cool animations of just fights. Like Eraserhead just fights. And
Ice Guy's still a boss.
Ice Guy's still boss, man. Like, how is he not a villain? Like, he's just so...
So that's the thing. He's talking about it. He's like, listen, I want to be a hero.
But... While you're frozen, your skin cells are slowly dying. So I don't want you to die because I want to be a hero.
Yeah.
Tell me where the fuck everything is.
Like, yeah, and it's like, maybe he really is a villain. Yeah,
I don't know what he's doing. He's so powerful. But we do know that he can't actually project ice or heat.
That's true.
Like, he has to be touching something.
Bakugo is a lot more strategical than we gave him credit for.
He's got strats. He's got mad strats.
As his friend said, I thought you were just die.
Yeah.
But apparently not.
He thought he was Reaper.
Yeah, he thought he was Reaper from Overwatch. Apparently not. And we finally understand what that girl can do. It's not that she stores stuff in her body. She just makes it.
Oh, the know-it-all from the training. Yeah.
The vice rep.
Yeah, the vice rep. She just creates things. But the only reason she can create it is because she has a deep understanding of the molecular... construction of these items.
I mean,
so, like, you can have that power, but if you're an idiot,
Yeah.
You don't.
Which makes sense why she knows it all.
Yeah, why she knows actually everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and she doesn't store things, she just creates them, which are cool.
Yeah, it is cool. She just makes weapons, and then she's like, I need an insulating blanket.
I still like the electricity guy.
Yeah.
Where he fully discharges his electricity, it fries his brain, and he becomes an idiot.
So he's Pichu. He's basically Pichu.
Yeah, he's Pichu. he's walking around with a thumbs up, just like with a dumb smile.
He's just like, I'm stronger than Pikachu.
I did it.
But then I become a complete idiot.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. It was a good episode.
It was a good episode. I want to watch the next episode.
It's not out yet.
It is, but we...
I don't think it's out.
It is.
I didn't see it.
It's fine.
Maybe it wasn't on my account.
What next is your pick? The ever popular Keys and Ivor.
Oh, Keys and Ivor is going... It's going right for the heart this episode.
It did go for the heart, and it worked.
Essentially, what they've said is, you're not connected, but actually, you are
connected.
Secretly connected, and you've always been connected.
Do you know why? Do you know why?
Why?
Because you're friends.
Oh, no!
Because you're Tomodachi, man. You're Tomodachi. That's why,
man.
You're connected.
Mina-san.
Oh, everyone connect together.
Yeah, it's Yeah, and they explain that finally you're... What... They don't actually say it, but basically what it is you guys are feeling empathy.
Yeah. Like, congratulations. the experiment worked.
Yeah, you're human.
And I guess that's finally actually the final thing of the experiment.
Yeah.
Is that because they said at the beginning of the show, because everyone is so disconnected from each other, it's hard to empathize, right? But now that you've been connected for a couple months and you know what each other feels, you are feeling empathy for each other.
Yeah.
And that is their goal towards world peace.
Yeah. And
then some shit pops off.
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, Kachon.
Yeah.
Kachon Agita. He finally understands how he's been hurting Chidori.
Yeah.
Because...
But also doesn't reciprocate feelings.
Right.
Like, hey, listen, like, I understand that I've been a dick
and
that you've liked me for a while.
Yeah.
But at no point is he like, I like you too.
Yeah.
Right. He's still just blowing her off.
Yeah. And then she's like, what the fuck is going on? And then she flashes back. She's like, fuck, I'm super hypocrite.
Yeah. I did it to Tenga. I'm such an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, being a teenager is rough.
It's hard, especially when you're connected emotionally.
When you have friends?
Yeah.
That's why you just don't have friends.
You can't be connected if you don't have friends.
It's easy. Like, guys, life is easier if you don't have friends.
I don't know. I heard a great saying. If you want to go somewhere fast, go by yourself. But if you want to go somewhere far, do it with people you care about.
Anthony, what's my motto?
Always be alone.
I want to go fast.
Gotta go fast.
I gotta go fast. Okay. So, don't have friends.
But there's a limit. There's a limit.
Not
That's what they've taught us in all anime, bud. If you want to get powerful fast, you become the villain.
What anime have you been watching? All I've been watching is that your friends hold you back.
What? I'm taking this out of Keys and Ivor.
Okay.
I'm taking this in, like, just straight shonen sense. Mm-hmm. If you want to be super powerful, super fast, you become a villain.
Yeah.
But if you want to have that ultimate power, if you want to be the savior among saviors, if you want to be the pirate king...
I don't want to
be. You got to do it with your homies.
Nah. How did Sasuke do it?
Sasuke?
Yeah.
He had Naruto. Naruto's his homie.
No.
Every single step in Naruto, Sasuke is always one step above Naruto in certain situations.
Yeah.
But he only ever evolves when he has to interact or fight, or they have to play off each
other. Okay, okay. All right. What about Aizen?
Aizen's just... Bleach is dumb. I'm just gonna... Bleach is stupid.
I look up to Aizen.
You looked up to Aizen?
Yeah.
He did get beaten by Friendship eventually.
Yeah, but did he really lose?
He's just stuck in a prison. An eternal prison.
I mean, did he really lose?
And an eternal prison.
Is that really losing, though?
Yeah.
No.
Kinda.
Nah. Whatever. Bleach yeah. He's a diver. Yeah. What's going on with Sonozaki? What's he trying to do?
So Sonozaki at the end is... They're cutting funding for the Kiza experiment. And they're just like, listen, we got to destroy this facility. If people figure out we're doing this shit, it's going to go worldwide.
Yeah.
And people are going to explain why we're testing on human subjects.
Yeah.
And it's just too much. It's too much heat.
Yeah.
Sonozaki gets a hold of this and she's like, well, I don't need you. While I still got this stuff, I'm gonna connect the world.
Yeah.
And I think next episode is the last episode.
So you think Zorozaki's crazy?
I don't think she's crazy. I think she's fed up. I think she has seen it work in our friends that we have.
Yeah.
We have seen. She has seen it work. She knows it's possible. And she will do anything at this point to make it happen.
Yeah.
Also, it's the thing of, we now know that some of her old experiment friends are just vegetables, right?
Yeah.
So possibly if they get connected again to the world, they can become people.
Is her secret plan for world peace to turn the world into vegetables?
That would be evil. I'm not saying that that is her plan.
Yeah.
I'm saying that that could be an outcome.
Okay.
Like, half the population just becomes white-haired vegetables.
Yeah.
Right? And then the strong survive.
Yeah. That's all right.
Okay.
I'm into that.
I can see that.
I don't know. I'm still hoping that, like, the world transforms into a robot.
And... It's not... Listen. Like, I want that bridge underneath to be storing a robot. That's why it lifts up the way it does.
What if the Kizunivers, because they're so connected, they can finally summon the robot to stop Sotozaki?
They can finally form like Voltron?
Yeah.
That would be such a tonal shift. That would be crazy. What if in the last episode, Space Patrol Luluco just crashes down on their planet and destroys the the machine?
I'm into that.
And I'm like, hey man, I'm trying to help my dad. What's up?
Yeah.
Is this the real city? Is this...
Hey. Yeah. Yeah, but Kizunivers, I'm looking forward to see how this wraps up.
Yeah, no, this... For a company that is mainly thought of as insane action and robots...
Yeah.
They can do a very serious drama very well.
Yeah.
There are crazy real-life situations almost on the level of my high school romantic comedy snafu.
Yep.
Where you're just like... This shit is too real.
Yeah.
And they capture that really well.
Yeah. It's almost as if they went through these hardships themselves.
Almost.
Takes one to know one, right?
Yeah. Or they watch Netfu and they're like, we can do that.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Like, we can do that. Let's put some... Yeah. They're all connected.
But yeah, next week might be the last one for Kizunivers.
Yeah, it might be. We gotta see.
Yeah. Then we'll see how we continue from there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're gonna watch episode 12 of Boku, but
yeah. But then
after that, we don't know, because like if we only have one show,
yeah,
the Boku no Hero podcast is not really an interesting listen.
Mm-hmm. Oh well,
we'll see.
That's a thought for another day.
Anime.
Because right now we're gonna call it a day.
Why?
See ya.
I can't. I don't know where to wave where it's not like inappropriate. There we go.
Just wave right here.
Right here. Right. No. No.